endangered animals through your income tax forms. Donations will be matched and go directly to conservation efforts. Officials say there are over 400 wildlife species and 300 plant species in the state that are either endangered, threatened, or their population is declining.
The ODC in Wisconsin Rapids announces a new president and CEO. The Board of Directors of Opportunity Development Centers announces Aaron Smith has been hired as the next CEO of ODC. The board thanks Julie Strenn for the past 5 years at the helm. Julie will leave ODC in May, and Aaron will officially join the organization on May 5th. You can meet Aaron and wish Julie farewell at the three ODC locations. On May 7th, from 4:30 to 5:30 in Wisconsin Rapids, May 14th, from noon to 1 in Marshfield, and May 14th in Stevens Point, from 4:30 to 5:30. I'm Melissa Kay for WFHR and WIRI News.
The Brewers lose to the Tigers. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. A long night for Tyler Alexander. The Brewers' starting pitcher not only gave up 8 runs in just 4 innings, he also got hit twice. On comeback hits from Detroit batters, I asked Alexander how he was doing after the game.
It's a little tight. Yeah, the right calf. We did some work on it and just part of it. The second one wasn't that bad. It sort of hit belt. The first one stung a little bit.
The Brewers losing 9-1. Their third loss in a row, the fourth blowout of the season. Pat Murphy.
This is the fourth time in 17 games, so that is concerning.
College football, Badgers offensive coordinator Jeff Grimes on installing a new offense at Wisconsin during spring practice.
If you're doing it the right way, you start with identity and talking about what your identity is. You know, every person has an identity. We're all individual creations, and we all have different personalities and different physical characteristics, and a group should be the same way.
That's the Badgers' Jeff Grimes. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly clear and cool tonight with lows in the mid-20s. More sunshine than clouds for Wednesday. Warmer with a high in the mid-50s. Some showers and storms Thursday. And becoming breezy. High temperatures well into the 60s. Currently 49 degrees.
We are the keepers of the wild. For more than 80 years, we've been committed to conserving the natural landscapes that define our nation. Nothing is more important than maintaining wild spaces for adventurers to explore and wildlife to thrive. We are America's hunters and target shooters. Together with firearm, ammunition, and archery manufacturers, we've supported the conservation of more than 36 million acres of American wildlands. For more information, visit OutdoorStewards.org.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
If you could change your name, if you could pick your own name, what would you change it to? Daniel Wheeler says, linguistically, Pete's last name is interesting because it requires a wet mouth. Requires a wet mouth to pronounce it correctly. Pete Schwabba, you have to have a wet mouth to say that? That sounds so perverse, Daniel.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody. Join us next time as we'll discuss a new way to vote along with our friend Trigby Olson and Tara Ariano with Best New TV Shows. Join us.
The Todd Albaugh Show. Weekdays noon till 2. Locally grown radio, WFHR.
When you're feeling down and out and need some cheering up, well, I'm gonna tell you what you need to do. Get on out and listen to your favorite polka band. Well, it's guaranteed to help you chase away the blues. We're gonna happy rhythm makes you feel so fine. Well, it's got that touch of happiness. Your smile, it cheers you up.
There's nothing like a polka, any place of any kind. We're gonna have a polka celebration. You bring your friends out, and I'll bring mine. We're gonna have a polka celebration. We're gonna party and have a good time. We're gonna have a polka celebration. You bring your friends out.
Sabilski and the boys, yeah, from Polonia, and they're kicking things off here on the Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show with a polka celebration. That's what we're going to do. Hey, everybody, I'm Tim Howbolt, the polka guy, keeping you company here for about the next hour. Thanks so much for tuning in. Glad you could join us. A lot of good tunes on the way, including we're going to play a few tunes off that new Steve Meisner album, The Legacy Band. And we've got some tunes coming up right now from Craig Ebel's Diversico. And the name of the album is A Company Affair. And there's a tune on here called Kiss Me Tonight, Dear.
Tonight while the moon shines so bright, singing tra-la-la-la, tra-la-la-la. Please hold me tight when we say goodnight, singing tra-la-la-la, la-la-la-la. With your lips pressed to mine, they're as sweet as the wine, singing tra-la-la-la, tra-la-la-la. We'll be married come spring when the birds gaily sing, singing tra-la-la-la, la-la-la-la. While the moon shines so bright, singing tra-la-la-la, tra-la-la-la. Please hold me tight when we say goodnight, singing tra-la-la-la, la-la-la-la. With your lips pressed to mine, they're as sweet as the wine, singing tra-la-la-la, tra-la-la-la. We'll be married come spring when the birds gaily sing, singing tra-la-la-la, la-la-la-la.
Kiss Me Tonight, Dear. That is from Diversico. Mm-hmm. So, now we're going to turn our attention once again here to Bruce Bradley in the band. I'm just trying to get into my computer here and see what's what. Well, I haven't played the Circling Pigeons Lendler or Waltz. We'll do that right now. This is Bruce Bradley and the band. Thank you.
That's Bruce Bradley with his modern waltz medley. And before that, the Circling Pigeons' Landler. Do like that. You got another one I want to play, too, the Red Satin Shoes. We'll get to that just a little bit. Right now, I want to turn our attention to the Steve Meisner Legacy album. And we featured that last week. I'm going to do a few more on this week's program. And starting out with one here, I think this is kind of like a country tune. The Blackboard of My Heart. And let's see, there was another one on here I wanted to play. Well, yeah, my Maria is a good one too. But let's spin this one first. Blackboard of My Heart.
When I was young and went to school, they taught me how to write. To take the chalk and make a mark, and I hope it turns out right. Well, that's the way it is with love and what you did to me. I wrote it so you'd know that I was yours eternally. Now the tears have washed I love you from the blackboard of my heart. It's too late to clean the slate and make a brand new start. Well, I'm satisfied the way things are, although we're far apart. My tears have washed I love you from the blackboard of my heart. Tears would not have fallen down and washed the words away. No need to talk, for if the chalk should write those words again, it will be for someone else, not things that might have been. Now those tears have washed I love you from the blackboard of my heart. It's too late to clean the slate and make a brand new start. You know I'm satisfied the way things are, although we're far apart. Now my tears have washed I love you from the blackboard of my heart.
The new Steve Meisner Legacy album. Hope you enjoyed that. We got another one coming your way here. I think the Happy Time Obedic. Sounds like it could be a good one, huh? Yeah, where's the zero here? Something's not right. Let's try something else here. Okay, there we go. Now it's working. Yeah, you know, the CD players don't always queue up like they're supposed to. So here we go with the Happy Time Obedic.
Thank you. Yoo-hoo.
Yoo-hoo.
One more time.
Yoo-hoo.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. In recent months, Milwaukee health officials have uncovered significant lead hazards in city schools, mostly due to lead-based paint. Several schools have now been closed as the problem has been found to be more widespread. In late March, city officials formally requested help from the CDC, but in doing so, they learned that the CDC's entire lead program had been eliminated by Health and Human Services Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr. This is a major problem. Children in the state's largest city are being exposed to lead poisoning at their schools, and the Trump administration is not only refusing to provide assistance, they are eliminating the entire lead program that would help in cases like this one. Now, state and local officials must step up to do something for these kids, since Trump and RFK Jr. are gutting federal support. Milwaukee's children deserve better.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area and on our website at civicmedia.us.
Welcome back to the Sunshine Polka Party. It's the Fireman's Polka. Uncle Ozzy and the band. And Cousin Fuzzy.
Kind of square. My idea of ballin' is the county fair.
Doing the hillbilly polka, we're just a couple of hicks. We're from farm and country, we're covered with wood ticks.
I come from Kewaunee, playing the band with Dick. My idea of ballin' is fishing in a brick.
Doing the hillbilly polka, we're just a couple of hicks.
Jug Merlin, keep right on a pouring. That's your dang good liquor, it's made from country corn.
Doing the hillbilly polka, we're just a couple of hicks. We're on the farm and country, we're covered with wood ticks.
See those two gals, Richard, in that field of corn. I'll take the one with shoes on, the other one is yours.
Doing the hillbilly polka, we're just a couple of hicks.
gal Susie out behind the barn. She said it's time for milking, gosh darn it, consarn.
Doing the hillbilly polka, we're just a couple of hicks. We're from the farm and country, we're covered with wood ticks.
My gal's name was Betsy, she said she won't tell. Her pa came with a shotgun, man, she lied like hell.
Doing the hillbilly polka, we're just a couple of hicks. We're from the farm and country, we're covered with wood ticks.
Hay field. When I saw him coming, man, those tires peeled.
Doing the hillbilly polka, we're just a couple of hicks. We're from the farm and country, we're covered with wood ticks.
I took big stale smooching in the old cornbread. I told her not to tell him, but gol dang it all she did.
Doing the hillbilly polka, we're just a couple of hicks. We're from the farm and country, we're covered with wood ticks.
This is locally grown radio, WFHR. Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. Advocates fear how cuts to federal Medicaid spending will hit Wisconsin's unpaid family caregivers. Joanne Krulotz reports.
Congress is considering at least $880 billion in Medicaid cuts as part of a bill to extend existing tax cuts. Janet Zander with Wisconsin Aging Advocacy Network says impacts of Wisconsin's aging population are already being felt, with many people leaving the workforce to care for relatives. Zander says Medicaid-funded programs like family care, IRIS, and CLTS help people remain in their homes and are the reason why many family members can continue working. The extent of the cuts is unclear, but Zander says people should be contacting their Congress members.
A proposed bill in the Wisconsin State Assembly would add more regulations to energy projects across the state. The 2025 Wisconsin Energy Reform Act seeks to discourage energy companies from using good farmland for renewable energy projects and outlines the specific rights of affected landowners. Under the legislation, energy companies would be required to provide written notice of their plans to each property owner within 1 mile of the proposed facility at least 45 days before seeking approval from the Public Service Commission of Wisconsin. If you need to take a hunter safety course this spring, you can sign up for classes in May with the Portage County Sheriff's Office. They'll begin on May 12th at the Rochelt High School. Classes will run May 12th, 13th, 15th, and 19th from 4 to 7 p.m. The required field day is May 17th from 8 to 11 a.m. at the Dewey Shooting Range. The cost is $10 and anyone can attend. The course is designed for students ages 11 to 12 and older. You can register for the course at the DNR website at gowild.wi.gov. I'm Melissa Kay for WFHR and WIRI News.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Actor Mickey Rourke has been asked to leave the show Celebrity Big Brother due to behavior resembling that of Mickey Rourke. That entails using offensive language and mistreatment of others. First, Rourke used threatening and aggressive language toward a fellow housemate, and that was after he had already been warned for inappropriate homophobic comments to fellow contestant JoJo Siwa. And he always seems so well-adjusted. When Roger Ebert really liked a film, he would say two big thumbs up. That makes sense on two fronts. My latest Pete pick is Warfare, a film about a platoon of Navy SEALs on a surveillance mission in Iraq that goes horribly wrong. It has a group of young actors who portray soldiers dealing with real-life war trauma. The film is written and directed by Iraq veteran Ray Mendoza. It's hard to watch at times, but the excellent direction makes Warfare the best war film I've ever seen. My thumbs aren't as big as Roger Ebert's, so I will say two medium thumbs up. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly clear and cool tonight with lows in the mid-20s. More sunshine than clouds for Wednesday. Warmer with a high in the mid-50s. Some showers and storms Thursday. And becoming breezy, high temperatures well into the 60s. Currently 49 degrees.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
If you could change your name, if you could pick your own name, what would you change it to? Daniel Wheeler says, linguistically, Pete's last name is interesting because it requires a wet mouth. Requires a wet mouth to pronounce it correctly. Pete Schwabba, you have to have a wet mouth to say that? That sounds so perverse, Daniel.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Wounded Warrior Project has been there for me since that first day in the hospital. They got me out of the house. They got me connected with other veterans, and they helped me face my PTSD. They support me and my family at every turn. And now I'm helping other warriors realize that they're not alone.
Through our hands-on programs, supportive community, and ongoing advocacy, we help post-9/11 veterans realize what's possible. Learn more at woundedwarriorproject.org/possible.
Back with more of the Sunshine Polka Party right here on FM 97.5 AM 1320 WFHR. Hey, the Tim, the Polka Guy, keeping you company here. Hey, one more tune here from Bruce Bradley and off of his Daddy's Little Girl album, and it's Red Satin Shoes.
Red satin shoes. Look at me now, I'm going dancing in my red satin shoes. Ain't got the blues no more. Thought that I could never be so happy as can be. Just wish I had all my friends dancing here with me. Sun's been shining now that I'm wearing my red satin shoes. Ain't got the blues in my red satin shoes. Look at me now, looking for love in my red satin shoes. Ain't got the blues no more. Looking for love in my red satin shoes. Ain't got the blues no
friends gathered round, and often friends gather round. How often I do pray.
Marry me and be my honey bee. minute she gets bolder. Now she's leaning on my shoulder. Hey, ma, she's been sent me.
Hey, the Steve Meisner Legacy Band, and Ma, she's making eyes at me. Yeah, well, I'll tell you what, we're going to take a... No, not yet. I got another tune I want to play here. Don Graylick and the band with the Strip Polka. Yeah, now you hear the rest of the story.
Now there's a burlesque theater where the gang loves to go to see Queenie, the cutie of the burlesque show. And the thrill of the evening is when out Queenie skips and the band plays a polka while she strips.
Take it all, take it all!
Cries a voice from the rear.
Take it all, take it all!
Soon it's all you can hear. But it's only a polka and just pantomime, so she stops. And always just in time. Queenie, queen of them all. Queenie, someday you'll fall. Someday church bells will chime in strip polka time. As fresh and as wholesome as the flowers of May, and she hoped to retire to a ranch someday. But you can't buy a ranch until you're up in the chips. So the band plays a polka while she strips.
Take it all, take it all.
Cries a voice from the rear.
Down in front, down in front.
Soon it's all you can hear. But it's only the polka and just pantomime, so she stops. And always just in time. Queenie, queen of them all. Queenie, someday you'll fall. Someday church bells will chime.
Yeah, Don Graylick and his band there in the Strip Polka. All right, we have Louis Bichel with an album that I had produced for him, and it's Romancing and Dancing with Louis Bichel, recorded live at the Lake of the Torches. Yes, he was there for the Oktoberfest, and we had a good time, spent the weekend there putting this together, two recording sessions, and we put the best tunes on whatever. And he's going to perform for us the Vienna Forever. And this is live at the Lake of the Torches.
Thank you.
Unforgettable sounds of Louis Bichel and music from Lake of the Torches back in 2000, and had a nice job recording that. That was the Brown Bottle Polka. All right, with that, we're going to take a little station break right now. We'll be back with more of the Polka Party right after these messages.
Reviewing the week's legal news with a friend of the court.
Well, I'm looking forward to Saturday morning. I haven't missed one. Outstanding, just like being in school.
It has been a week in the areas of law and government and the aspiration for justice in America. As always, I am delighted. I am honored that you have chosen to spend some of your weekend time with me in discussion.
Amicus, a law review with Jim Santel. Saturday mornings from 9 to 11.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Pat Kreitlow.
On Wednesday, are voucher schools taking on their fair share of kids with disabilities? They say yes. Why? Because they say so, based on a guess.
Up North News with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday mornings starting at 6.
Well, it's about that time, everybody, for us to say goodbye. Got about another 4 or 5 minutes left in the program, enough for maybe 2 songs. Anyway, thanks for tuning in again, and we'll have a special Easter program coming your way another week. So have yourself a good weekend and a good week from all of us here, including Tim the Polka Guy.
Have yourself a great day today, okay?
Thanks, everybody, for tuning in. Bye-bye.
You know that tune. You're a star. You know stuff. Why not win stuff? Maybe it's stuff about TV or movies, but still, you shine at useless information, and WFHR and Culver's want to reward you.
Welcome back.
Join the morning show Fridays for a chance to win one value basket and a kid's meal. Be our next superstar with Culver's Star of the Day every Friday at 97.5 FM WFHR.
The morning show on WFHR. It's serious comedy.
I need to pack all of this stuff into my vehicle. What's the best way to do it? Okay, we're going to play car Tetris. My former sister-in-law was the best.
That's amazing.
I would like to see her and my father go toe-to-toe.
Nice.
Because my dad, man, this is where my dad shines.
Competitive car packing. I love the idea. Yes. Some cameras on that.
Yes. New sport.
It's on ESPN 15.
Weekdays from 8 to 10.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
If you could change your name, if you could pick your own name, what would you change it to? Daniel Wheeler says, linguistically, Pete's last name is interesting because it requires a wet mouth. Requires a wet mouth to pronounce it correctly. Pete Schwabba, you have to have a wet mouth to say that? That sounds so perverse, Daniel.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Amicus, a law review with Jim Santel.
Ross, calling in.
Thanks for your show. I'm just wondering if we're watching or witnessing a legal system that, where what we thought was precedent is now going to be sort of cast away.
The reality is the question that you raise about the future and what are the implications when, in fact, the things we understood always to be bedrocks of our community, of our nation, are no longer that.
Amicus, a law review, Saturday morning. This is locally grown radio. WFHR, 1320 AM, W248DE, Wisconsin Rapids, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. A federal judge says she will order sworn testimony by the Trump administration to determine if they complied with her orders to facilitate the return of Kilmara Brego Garcia. Legal analyst Laurie Levinson.
She's getting down to business, and she's not going to allow any more games by the administration with regard to what, if anything, they have done to facilitate his return.
A day after the White House said it's freezing billions in grants to Harvard, President Trump went further, saying perhaps it should lose its tax-exempt status. Press Secretary Caroline Levitt.
The president believes Harvard should apologize to its Jewish American students for allowing such egregious behavior.
But, says John Fansmith with the American Council on Education,
if anyone is owed an apology here, it is certainly not the administration.
Jury selection begins in the retrial of Harvey Weinstein. The 73-year-old has been at New York's notorious Rikers Island jail since his rape conviction was overturned last year. CBS News Brief. I'm Matt Piper.
James here, host of